Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez DeShay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap to your smooth R&B for the ladies. So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle. You can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, like
Eddie, I'm gonna take that. Welcome, welcome to a Tear It Up Tuesday on the one and only most interactive, most entertaining, most exciting radio station on the airwaves or streaming. Period. Yeah, I said it. Period.
Period.
Right now we in this thing, and let me introduce to my crew before we make it do what we have to do. We had our engineer in front, always give us what we want. My guy, Mike Trees in this thing.
What up, Mike Trees?
What up?
To my left, most definitely. Holding us down like four flats on the Cadillac. Y'all know him. He go by the name of Samir. Merlo. You already know. That's right.
What up, everybody in Facebook land?
What up? What up? Thank you for all those that have tuned in. Please stay tuned to hit the share button. It don't take but a second. But I'd love for you guys to be part of our conversation, become interactive with us, and be a part of the show. Shout out to those that are tuning in. Currently, Nikita, Ali, Tia, M, Samir, whoever, all the people that are tuning in. Blind Song. To all my Blind Song people, welcome, welcome. Samir, how you feeling today? Good Lord, it's done. When you got to laugh before you get started, you know shit's real, right? You do know that, right?
All right, y'all, let me tell you my story. That's how I get going. Now, I'm going to tell you how I'm feeling. I woke up, I was already tired from having to be up. It cracked on. I was up before the sun was up. And I forgot my umbrella. Mm-hmm. Oh, my mom, who still got my umbrella in her house. And I had full intentions to go get my umbrella from her house, but the storm probably before I get to it. So I put it to the gas station. So going from there, had a good day, got off and passed out. This hot cold we keep getting in these last 2-3 days, it's been making me so sleepy. So I'm going to definitely say overall, tired, worked hard, sleep down.
Hardly working.
I get the gas. People, if y'all need some, y'all know where to find me at on Facebook. Y'all know I work at that pawn shop.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'll let you boy. But anyway, how my day? Look, how my day going? Thanks for asking.
I didn't even get a chance to even ask. So she interview herself.
Look, my other engineer today, nice hair. Y'all know. Keep it fresh to death every week. Shout out to Courtney Carter at Standing on 20, and High School Row, check her out. She keeps the feeders on point. You hear me? But
Miss Jackson.
So that had to do with my day, though.
How do you feel today? What shall I give it in my terms? What shall I give it? Fiona.
My hair. My hair. I don't know. You might can read my mind. I think my brains is coming through my skull. She tight with it. She tight and mega tight. You hear me? Mega tight. With some braids where I can't even think straight. I feel a little Asian around about the eyes and stuff. I wanted to cry, but I couldn't squint enough for no tears to come out with shit. So I can't even cry right now. I'm just going to have to pop some pain pills and all. Y'all ain't talking about them damn perks and none of that shit. I don't feel opiates.
People of the jury.
Yeah.
People of the jury.
Never that.
Verdict pen. Hashtag opiates.
I ain't doing it. Shout out to all the people that are tuning in to the show. Thank you. And please take 1 second. It only takes a second to hit that share button and let others know that you check out the LLBP radio show. Also, if you'd like to contact us, if you'd like to talk to us and be a part of the conversation,
mm-hmm.
It don't take but a second. You can call us, 760-542-4327. Again, that's 760-542-4327. And you can call in and talk directly to Samir or myself. I use proper grammar, y'all. I'm working on that. Not that damn hard. Don't get it messed up. You'll hear terminology again tonight. Shout out Mr. Six, Calvin Burkey, Winnie Horn. How you doing, neighborhood? Shout out to everybody.
And talk to the neighborhood.
All day. Shout out to family and friends. Again, if you like to talk to us, well, you can call in and talk to us directly at 760-542-4327. Matter of fact, let me grab open the mic real quick. I've been treating my blind talk people bad.
We ain't heard from them.
Well, because it's my fault.
How you doing, Carla?
For the 317.
What's happening? What's happening?
What's happening? What are you doing? How you living, Tommy?
I said, I'm good. Just been chilling.
Oh, wait,
my bad for, like, before you yell at me.
KD, you fucking with me?
Yeah, I'm fucking with you. But before you get mad at me, I've been on the show. I just been watching from Facebook and shit. All right. You know what I mean? I had to be copacetic and keep my mouth closed. I got issues. And I know you trying to be more positive now. You know, I'm always negative. I can't afford to do that no more.
Yep, right now. You know.
We always on the phone. I'm trying to be positive, man.
You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, so, you know, we're going to make our flaws.
We got to make it make
sense. Oh, you keep learning from your mistakes.
Ah, yeah,
right.
Most definitely. They're learning from their mistakes, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. But today, folks, I got to run my mouth for just a second. I want to do some talk. I know y'all saying that's all this Tessa ever do is talk. Yes. Why we would like you to conversate back. Feel free to, check us out. UULive.com. One more again for my friends. BIEWYOULIVE.com. Check us out. All right. Next, if you'd like to talk to us, 760-542-4327. Or if you're on the live, feel free to make your comments in the live. We do respond. All right. But today, y'all, I got a couple things going on. Shout out to my co-host who is not able to be here today. But, you know, we still got a number of buddy babies. And I hope, you know, everything you got going on is all good. Still praying for you and yours. but Cross Cops are coming in. Shout out to everybody tuning in, coming in, and keep on tuning in, and keep up on loving what we do, and we love y'all back. All right? First, I want to say, and I know this is bad because I got cussed out about a post earlier today. I made a post earlier today. I ain't even going to mention what the post is. However, I got spoken on by someone that it affected. So I want to apologize formally to that person. I won't say your name, but I'm sorry. I mean no harm to nobody. Now, shout out Cassandra. How you doing, though? This is why I had to say that. Quit shaking your head, Tremaine.
Ms. Jackson, I mean, I'm with you on your apology.
But it's what I'm about to say behind it. This is before you chew me alive. I want to say congratulations and good luck to all the people in Paris, France, right now, that are doing the gay game. Do you know about them?
Yeah.
And see, that's why I brought that up. Now, I don't want people to think that I'm being funny. But I want people, I was not made aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching national news, and they were talking about the game. I looked them up, and I found out a lot about the gay game. That it ain't all gay people. They are not prejudiced. Whether, you know, your gender, color, sexual preference, anything. They don't care. They just want the world to be fair, but they also want diversity. They want acceptance.
Yep.
Appreciate who they are. Because there are a lot of athletes that get shunned. A lot of musicians, a lot of different fields of people that get shunned, hurt, abused, and in some countries actually get their lives taken.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of athletes in those places where it's illegal for them to, you know, express themselves sexually. But these games, you know, I was watching the different stars that participate in the games and the ones that open the opening games and the closing games. They even do the candlelight thing, you know, like burning out a candle.
It's nothing different.
It is absolutely nothing different. You know what was big different? They had more participants than the actual Olympic game.
Because of those supporters.
How about that?
You got true diehard supporters. That's what kind of event you'll have. And you can see that they can, LGBT community knows how to have a good time too. And we like to hang out with everybody. And when we involve everybody into it, then there is no gender in it at all. Everybody's just having a good time doing whatever sport they're here for. Because at the end of the day, people, like we've been stating to you from day one, just like it is with ethnicity. What we are, it should not affect the next person. Just specify the size of race and gender does not make them any different. They're still working out. So, you know what? If that's the case, then every dude in the gym should be worried because I know more gay guys that go to the gym than straight guys. Just putting out there, I know more muscular gay guys who will take care of themselves than these lazy bum guys that these women will settle for. So I would just put that out there.
Well, I just, and that's why I made that comment, because when I brought this up again, I didn't want them to feel offended, but I'm congratulating all the athletes that look past gender, look past everything, see the character of person, you know, look past the things that ain't none of your damn business, no way. How about that?
And if anybody, honestly, my mom, she's a sweetheart, so she'll make it right. But I'm going to go ahead and be the one that's powerful to feel on that situation. I don't think she really needed to give an apology. It was well-deserved if she felt like she needed to do it, but I don't personally think she should have or had to. I understand that these men out here hurt any and everybody's feelings.
Yeah, I didn't talk about
She showed me, when I saw it myself, I was in tears laughing.
It's pretty hilarious. It's pretty hilarious.
They make memes about everybody. And you know what's crazy is the co-host, Chino, was just on the side. They was on his head about a meme about him. I think I've seen quite a bit of friends of mine whose faces end up in me. And you can't get all upset and give me a feeling because it wasn't just toward one person. First of all, it was a joke. I thought it was a hilarious joke that should be went ahead and went viral just because it's hilarious. I mean, they make gay jokes all the time. It's not. It's all funny when it's a gay guy getting cracked on, and a gay guy makes you get a joke on them and being funny. But then when, no shade, but when you lesbians and you thugs and sims, y'all get a joke cracked on y'all, and the world must stop. No, honey. Y'all are not exempt. Y'all want it to be equal. That's what happened. Everybody getting shot fired.
Shot fired. Ooh, baby.
Sam. Boom. But anywho. Paris, shout out to Paris again. I definitely respect these third world countries and these other countries that are supporting gays and going so hard because of the fact that they're going three times as hard as what we are going, and we don't even realize it. Like my mom says, people don't even know what they're over there doing. They got so many different events. Not
they
even
do.
Just that.
I wanted
they
to
have
look.
All
they
everything.
Have, I mean, practically every event, plus them
all the different
events
here, they do over there, but then they can't go to the extravaganza. Their ball scenes are extravagant. All their fun times are extravagant. But yeah, we can't get together. But we want Paris to support us. I'm moving to Paris on y'all.
Well, you know, we have the games here. And they do. United States have been fighting for them. I think Texas wants to get them. I don't know how
Texas wants
the gay people there. I'm thinking they aren't going to be
gay friendly. I can make it across the lines in Texas being black and not being profiled. And I'm be good there. If I'm not there for some gay.
God bless Texas. But... Forever. Yeah. Next, y'all. Real quick, like I said, I'm kind of jumping around.
We're flying through the charts. You got a list. We're not going to list
that tonight. Got some things on my mind. Want somebody in me. I think we just lost like a whole lot of viewers.
See you later, Tina. You gone.
Bye, Tina.
Tina step back. She's back, y'all. She's back.
I'm sorry. We're on the show. Let me get my life
Tina
together.
Is back.
Let me get my life together. Okay, but anyway. pray for me, don't judge me. Next thing on the list, queries, confusions, concerns, LeBron versus Donald Trump. Is that really a competition, first and foremost? I don't understand.
That was a stunt to me. What do they call them?
It's behind a stunt. You know what it is? It's another shot fire at another brother, another black person.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, went for, like I say, he stayed on Maxine Waters. And he went for LeBron. He went for, what's his name, Steve Kerr or whatever. He goes for a lot of, he went for the NFL, which is damn near 80-90% black. You know, anything that's black or black related.
I just want to say, I'm glad you're on the top. I don't want to cut you off, but it really just hit me because I was reading it earlier. I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to ask if anybody saw this on the news. Or on the media takeout, all them. Old Trump, Hollywood Council, I believe it's West Hollywood City Council, is opting to remove Donald Trump's star.
Too late. They already have voted it out. Yes.
Because
you're not a star.
You're not doing what you see. When Donald came on, he tried to use his power to get into the limelight again, and it didn't work for him. And
but
at first,
you know
everybody
what?
Felt that, and I had people tell me time and time again how they felt like, oh, everybody's against Trump, everybody's against Trump. It's not that we against them. Here's what my mama told me and what her mama told her. Let a fool make himself a fool out of themselves. And he's doing it. He don't need nobody to say nothing else about him. He keeps doing it, and slowly but surely, people are starting to back off and realize it's not that we try to make it a black versus white. He did that. We just trying to say you a fool.
He's using sports to divide us. He's using color to divide us.
Which is
anything he can do. He's throwing the whole kitchen sink in.
What bothers me
is LeBron had just opened up that school.
Mm-hmm.
He does. LeBron really does a lot for the community. And a shout out to those that are still tuning in, Ronald Higgs, Amanda, Jen, all those that are Danielle, Justin, Lyrical, Steve.
What up, everybody? Everybody that's tuning in.
I love y'all. Thank you for your support. Take time. Please call in at 760-542-4327 or make a comment and let us know you're in the building. All you got to do is add your emoji, you know, and say hello and let us know you're in it. Thanks. All right?
You wait.
I feel like at this point in the juncture that I think it's gonna jump back and bite the president though, because I got life fucked up. His son, you know, I don't even want to get too political. I'm just gonna say that he threw his son under the bus the other day.
Of course.
But
is anybody surprised? Is anybody in the audience surprised?
I'm never surprised
that what he cut up. And you got a snake up there. What the show called it, Medieval Woman That I Lose, the Uncle Reggie in the building.
You know, now I know he's not. I used to think Donald Trump was a dog.
No, he is.
But he's not to be a dog, yes, because a dog, when he's shamed, will bow his head. When he feels inferior, he will bow his head and tuck his tail. A snake will look you dead in your eyes and cross you and bite you and fang you in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And that is his punk ass. Yeah, I said it. That's him. If you stab your own thing, your own son for self-preservation, shame on you. God don't like us. He ain't that fond of cute. And neither am I. Neither am I. I feel like that he needs to get his life together. But that's neither here nor there. I just hope that it behooves some of y'all to come on out into y'all city, your precinct, your state, and vote. Because it starts from the ground up.
Yeah.
Ground up. That's how Obama took over this motherfucker. From the ground up. Get it out the mud.
Get it out the mud. Got to make it safe.
Yeah. We got to get it out the mud. But anyway, what bothered me about that too is he got this thing about calling people low IQ.
I kind of wonder, was he
a damn C student his goddamn self?
It almost makes you wonder, because they always say those who have those type of problems always show when they're grown, and this man is older than molasses.
Well, I feel like if you can't beat them,
issues.
If you can't beat them, oftentimes they judge.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like him, you judge him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting in a position of power. So he can make shit hard for your way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes it hard for folk. But, you know what I mean? Real life, between me and you, I think brother gonna see that.
Yeah.
He is out of his mind. He don't just make bad decisions. There's a thing in life called bad decisions, bad choice. He's beyond at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He don't give a fuck.
Wondering what I just wonder sometimes, because they always say the president, they think they want to say, but they tend to have an advisor. And I know that advisor probably can't, because we're talking about Donald Trump. But when is anybody going to say, Donald, shut up and listen to some instructions?
Well, he got the boss.
Right.
When you the boss, it's hard. You know, it's just saying they got that absolute power corrupt absolutely.
Completely.
And he feel like he done made it. He bought nuts. Well, who gonna challenge me? Who can touch me now? Secret Service will give their life for him. That's their job. So you come for him and you a dead man walking out the gate. So, and then he can just fuck shit up, and we don't have, like, a Congress or anything that cares. So, you know, I'm hoping that eventually be good. It's a lot of stuff going on.
Everybody.
I know. It's so what bothers me, like, they say the economy is so good and all that. But it's good for those who got, like, stocks and bonds and stuff like that. But come down to the ghetto. Come to the hood where my people are at. And what the hell do they got for us? They got $3, over $3 a gallon for gas. Our groceries is going up. The price of cars, the guy's price of food, all of that shit, because I'm terrible with me on. All our shit's getting ready to go up.
Yep.
Yeah. Economy you're at.
It's on you for those who got it. If you ain't got it, you just, that didn't matter to you. You don't matter on that.
You care because it didn't affect them. That's why he don't give a shit, because him and five generations behind him will be okay based on all the ill shit he's doing right now.
Yep.
Okay.
He's okay with that.
I got one of the listeners wrote, Trump needs to get off LeBron's dick. LeBron. Doing his thing with that school, real life, Party Love. He's doing, how many people actually go as far as start a school? We had black athletes that are that into giving back to the community. A lot of them give money, but he goes above and beyond. Who else you know got a school other than him and Oprah? Don't worry, I'll wait. If they do, let me know. I'd like to announce them and congratulate them. But for the one that's trying to do better, they say if you knew better, you do better. Except the one that's doing better, you damn him too. God don't like ugly. He ain't that fun to keep. Keep saying it. Next thing on my great schedule today. Yeah, I wrote a list of them six. Next thing, I put on Facebook today because I was having one of my random moments. Shout out to my nation. Y'all know who y'all are, 420. You know how we go. But I wrote on there about something because I was having a conversation with somebody. And I might have put it on social media yesterday, but my thing was, I wanted to talk about some black myths or hood myths and backward mentality in the hood.
Okay.
Myths and backward mentality in the hood. And oh, we got a host of them some to help us. We got a lot. I'm just going to touch on a few. And if y'all have something to say, feel free to let me know. Got a comment, question, query? You can call in at 760-542-4327 for those in the back row once again. 760-542-4327. Also, you can comment, like I said, and let us know. Thank God. Yeah. Let a man. Oh, thank you, Dan. let a man be a man. Let a man be a man. I'm with that, sister. My lady, that's there for you. Pay attention. Wake up. Say whoa. Because this is going to be about for us. About us. And I ain't talking about fool. I'm talking about real life shit. Okay? Let a man be a man. Yeah, we need to start letting a man be a man. But men, you need to start acting like men. Let a man be a man. What is a man supposed to do? He is a provider. He is a protector. And a support. Except we done got the whole situation fucked up to where we think let a man be a man, he can go fuck who he wants. Just turn your head.
Man.
Just so you can say, that's my man. You praying, that's your man. Only problem is you and five other helpers that praying for the same prayer. Y'all confusing God. This man ain't the man y'all want him to be. If he got to act, let a man be a man. Either sister, girl, you fucking up because you won't allow the man to be the role. You playing Maddie? Come on, baby girl. You ain't got no opinion. Sit down. Or the men ain't playing their role. Either way, that shit sucks. Man. The next thing on my list, complaint. Wait a minute, I got some comments in my pop voice. Are you going to read them?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read the comments.
We got a couple people who made a couple comments from the comments in my pop voice. So all the real men get up.
I know you're fed up, lady. But keep your head up. Keep your head up. That's not my music. Before they try, Facebook try to cut me out. That's not, I don't have the rights to that. But, yes. I want all the men. We ladies, I know you fed up, but keep your head up. Yes. That way. And,
Lamar said, for those who are letting that go on, y'all too old to be letting that happen.
The thing is that, yeah, but in this day and age, a man need to be in there. Because me and, what's that song? Nigga, don't leave that song, that nigga's wrong. Gangsters don't live that long. You ain't got to be a gangster. They drop it like flies. If y'all seen on the news, and my special prayer. Special prayer to the city of Chicago, a whole city. In 3 hours, 50 people got shot. In 3 hours, 11 died. 74?
74. Sorry, we got
crazy. Take the wheel, Jesus. 74, 11 died. 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
We got to do better. Man, be a man. You don't need a gun to be a man. Men use deeds. They use their mouth. Conversate. You can't use your mouth and you just gotta go? What's wrong with your hand?
Well, people ain't strong enough.
Well, man, be a man. If you can't whoop no ass, sit your punk ass down. Get on the porch. That ain't for you. Sir, find you something else to do with your life. Stop starting shit. Don't be bad. How about that? I'm sorry. I don't like that man be a man thing. That turns me off on so many levels, ladies and gentlemen. So many levels. Man be a man. I agree. Man be a man. Cool. Next on the chopping block. Next on the chopping block. Free my nigga. Before y'all start screaming, free my nigga.
Did that nigga just do a crime?
Y'all might want to call down or whatever county or municipality that your nigga happened to be locked up in and find out his charges first. He might not need to be free. You might not know your nigga the way you think you know that nigga. You heard me?
Breeding charges, drug possession, aggravated assault, battery,
attempted murder.
He got, and then they turn around and say they done found three more cases that they can pin on him.
Man, you know, like,
my bro. Your bro been on the last 4 years. Your bro been getting dropped for the last 7 years. I ain't knocking y'all. If they did the crime, if they did something that they don't deserve that time,
then free your dude.
Everybody.
But everybody don't
free.
Say that.
Please don't be saying
some of you got to understand the game. If you do the crime,
you know what y'all need to start doing? Instead of saying free my bro, ask your bro what's his DOC number so you can send him a letter and ask him, now have you learned your lesson yet?
Uh-huh.
Have you learned your lesson
yet? It's my thing. If you do the crime, you do the time. It ain't, you know, I know y'all want y'all bro to get out, but your bro need to go lay down for a minute. He knew. They go out and say all the time, I'm here, I'm in the hood. I'm taking penitentiary chance. I'm out here taking penitentiary chance for you, girl. No, you're not. You're not taking penitentiary chance for your girl. You're taking penitentiary chances for that money so you can buy them pills, so you can smoke, so you can get that ride, so you can get you some butt, or whatever it is that turns you on, or whatever turns the girls on to make them want to like you. That's what you're doing it for. Sometimes that free my nigga, your nigga need to stay in jail. Realize he need to go sit down. He might need to dry out. He might need some meds. I don't know what your nigga is, but every nigga don't deserve a get out of jail pass. You heard me? Just wanted to put that out there. Just wanted to put that one out there. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Let me say this. Triple X Cell said they called it a trap for a reason. They call it the game for a reason. Because it's real life. It's a game, but it's chess. And most of the people are still on the porch playing chicks. And by the time you find that you're playing the wrong game, your whole life fucked up. 10 paces behind. Wondering where you got lost at. Just saying. Next on the list. This go for my hood, your hood, Your hood, and yes, Miss Fang, your hood too. The dope man, not the scholar, not the working class man, is the person that the hood looks up to. It's the person that when the college boy come home from school or the college girl come home from school, what do they get? Ignored. But when the dope boy done been gone down for 10, he done did some fed time, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Now he out. Everybody breaking their neck to get over in the hood. To get over there and take him to the mall. Buy him some new gear. Break him off the money.
Mm-hmm.
And all the, oh, wait a minute, and all the little ho-hos.
In the barbecue.
Oh, yeah, they got to have the boys in the hood barbecue.
Welcome home block party.
Yes, Lord, they have a whole entire block party because this nigga got out of jail.
And hold on.
It was an accomplishment to get out.
Here's the top of it. And they party got to be from 10 because they got to be back in before they bank off at 7 o'clock.
I don't got time for you with straight face and a clear conscience. I don't got to do it. But, yes, it's wrong, though, like I said. You look up to the dope man, you know, and but the working class man can't get looked at twice. Why? Because he ain't got on his designer, homie. That's on me, baby. You don't got to have all that designer on me. All you got to do is look nice. That designer stuff is tricking if you ain't gay. Believe that. It's tricking if you ain't gay.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is you can look, like I said, you can look appropriate, you can look nice without jacking off all your loose on dumb shit. That's why when it's all said and done, the working class man, go get him a 401k. He got that credit. He gonna go and get him a house and a car. and he can get it 100,000, 200,000, million, every money shower. Yeah, he can do all of that. Credit good. Dope man, you spend 10 bands and you hit anything after that. 10,001. They be the
seed.
You got to put all your shit in your baby mama name. Or in my mama name. Huh? You ain't grown, man. Be a man. If you can't put shit in your name, you still ain't a man. And I mean, some of y'all can't even put y'all cell phone in your name. Yeah, I could do them eyeball things. I would do it. Some of y'all know who y'all is. Be a man. Look up to somebody that can be an example, not just for the neighborhood, but ladies, to be an example for some of your children. Because some of y'all babies, y'all ain't got the best baby daddy, and y'all so busy picking out what you want, you don't pick out what you and your family need. Find you a man, somebody that when you go to bed at night, you ain't got to worry about 6 o'clock, the narcs kicking in the door, and everything y'all got gone, including your kids. Get a man that'll go and show you and your children how to be a man. Because some of our boys ain't never learned it. They had to learn in school a hard knock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's motherfucking side effects to that school.
True.
A lot of lessons, God. Some of us don't want to learn. Some of them shouldn't have learned. Some I wish I never learned. Next on my schedule. We had this conversation before, Chino and I, but I'm going to put it out there one more again for those in the back row. Okay? Child support.
Oh, my Lord.
Is the money hungry, scorn, baby mom?
Oh,
huh?
I want to speak on that right at the moment.
Huh?
That is false. On the strength, some mistakes have been made. I have seen people that get child support because it may be the easier road for them. They may not be able to put this together, co-parenting, most people ain't doing co-parenting. And it says you gotta have a court by any means. Some of y'all is going through grandparents and stuff, that's the same thing. Only difference is you ain't got the laws in your business. You go send your child over your grandma over to grandma's house and then have them pick them up, drop the money off over grandma's house, have her pick up the kids. Same thing. Not all of them is out here trying to get a mighty dollar. But half time, no lie, from the mouth that I've been hearing these ladies getting, I know y'all ain't trying to say somebody scornful over $23. They giving y'all chump change. And it said if y'all don't pay this for a sack of ganja, you going to jail. Over a sack of ganja.
Oh, yeah.
One of my comparisons is because sometimes people need to really have that visualization of what they really need to sacrifice. You'd rather go and put your thumb on something. I'll see your fingerprint. With 6 mug shots all over the funky sack that you don't want to pay for a sack of weed.
A sack you didn't want to pay. You got to go to jail. Here's my query. You should be driving mad about a couple 20s. A couple of guys that on 20. But you'll go and go over that little trick house. You don't want me to tell about her? Okay. You don't want me to go over your little trick house. Where you go and throw a couple 20s, you go buy a little drink and a little sack, a little trick sack.
You'll take her out to eat and wine and dine her.
But you won't get that to your baby for a whole week. I don't know how many babies can live on $40 a week. None I got.
A bag of diapers and a pair of
shoes. You know what I mean?
3 to 6 months. No. You use the pappy. You're going to have to clothe what you had shoot out of your body.
And if you didn't want the baby, there are things called they have,
control,
you know what?
Abstinence
works. And if you don't want a baby, you can go, and there are other means that you know, please yourself without having a chance. But every time, this is biology 101, science 101 in sixth grade in health class,
So for the men, for the young men who are listening, who she referring to is Lucy and Regina. Get to know them. They're going to be your most loyal fans more than any woman you ever going to know in life.
Well, that ain't trying to be funny. But they got, this is 2018. They got toys.
I mean, they got,
you know, that
people can't afford them. Them toys, I ain't
lying. If you can't afford them toys, they didn't have toys, but men are just now kicking.
We just now realizing that's what that thing was. It was hiding the drawer under the mattress.
Well, y'all
it was just a
massager. No, baby, it was massaging the back, the front, and the side to side.
I can get them to find a good hiding spot. How come the kids always find where the parents hide their nasty thoughts?
Here's one. Why the kids always manage to play with that red bag that the mama had hanging on the door with that little hole? We always thought it was a water bottle or something. We didn't know. Why didn't our parents explain that that was what that was, that vinegar bag?
I didn't want to know about that. I had to know before I found out on my own.
I ain't had no vinegar bag. Don't do that.
No. I had the experience. I went to college. You go in anybody's room.
But I grew up and there was definitely a big red bag with the white core. And if we knew better, we do better. That's all I'm going to say about
it. Overall, man, listen. We know that we ain't going to blame just y'all, but some of these women, they do their things, and some of these women out here trapping, just like the men are out here trapping. We done heard on both sides where he done try to get her pregnant and she done try to get him pregnant type stuff. But we got to do a little better in our life.
Well, I just feel like this here. Baby mamas, a lot of times we get, you know, I wouldn't say this. I don't like the term baby mama. I have a problem with baby mama.
You're the mother of my child.
I mean, the mother of your child.
I hear a lot of them say they don't like this term.
Because it diminishes who you are. Because I feel like the same way about the baby daddy.
That's my baby daddy. No.
First off, that's not cute. My baby daddy, that's not cute.
My BB.
My BB, yeah.
I would have wanted to be there doing fun, but
you know, we need to work as the people more on being in relationships. That is my child's father.
Yeah.
And that is my child's mom. You know, they quit making everything so ghetto. It's already a ghetto situation. Really, real life, I'm one of them too. We had to ask for children because we had them out of wedlock. So it's already not the greatest of situations, real life. But to keep on degrade, keep on diminishing the role of the child, the mother of the child. And oftentimes, they always pull that daddy's baby, mama's maybe. I mean, mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
But they don't know. We had another viewer make a comment. We definitely want to make sure we
include all comments.
Just because they know it's a flow, and we don't want you to feel ignored. He said the government is pimping out our black women because they know they can't get the smart brothers. But just know that they love all the black women, all the men love the women. Because some of them out here just a bad upbringing.
Well, not only that, but
I feel like I want to make it no sexist conversation with them.
Sometimes
everybody's so quick to stop saying so much and learn to accommodate for your man or for your girl. Because it's crazy. crazy because the music people were doing it. When I was growing up, my mama had me listen to music where they wasn't talking about bumping and grinding. They was talking about wanting to be able to talk to somebody that you love and you care about. When you wake up in the morning, you think about that person you care about. And then when I got to listen to my own kind of music, they started talking about drop down and make an eagle girl. You know what I mean? Different stuff like that. Then they started talking about how people were doing the fellatio situation. And it was such a big issue. Now everybody's talking about it again. But the problem I feel like everybody's having is y'all don't got enough respect for yourself. But if y'all respect yourself enough and realize in every situation, just like with men, I always wonder if men that we hit on women, how would you feel if a man hit on your sister, like, or your mother? Like, do you respect women at all? Like, I want us to be able to talk to somebody like that to know how they really feel in that aspect. Because if you respect them, then what are you putting your hands on for them? And no shade to my Caucasian ladies, but listen, ladies, listen. Y'all got to stop bending over backwards so quickly because y'all making them too comfortable. And I ain't being funny. I work out in a place where I see the comfortability from these men. And I won't just say, I'm just going to be honest. Y'all making it way too easy. They stop messing with their own kind. It's not a bad thing. I'm all down for a biracial relationship. I am down for it. But if you ain't going to make them work hard like you would make your own kind do, there ain't no thing. You gonna tell us you want a man who's gonna go to work, but your man ain't been at work 10 days. He up at the pawn shop buying game systems with your money that you worked hard for. But yet, here it is, we trying to get men in general to stop being so lazy and stop falling for the okie doke and stop being so comfortable, and yet y'all keep doing it. But y'all would say, oh, well, y'all ain't doing something right. We are. We're making them work for it. You gotta put in a little work sometimes to make things happen. So just make them go to work or something. Make them clean the house. Something y'all come out dusty looking. Dusty. 2018, no more pajamas. You're over 21, no more pajamas. If you got a hair, no more nappy ponytail. Please comb your ponytail out, ladies and men. If you don't wear color in your hair, wear some light color. Like, y'all got to start looking better because the more y'all keep coming out here looking like that, y'all just okay in it, and it's not okay. It's really not okay. It's not acceptable even to society. People are bringing us down all over as a whole just because we're not taking care of ourselves.
Okay, we got somebody said we need to answer your call. Let me see if you're on the line because you didn't open your mic. For those that call in on the show, if you'd like to speak, you have to hit 1. I probably just told you that, but it does announce if you want to speak to the host, press 1. If you want to just listen, press 2. So I apologize if this is my listener from the 317-8441. Is this Michael?
Yep.
Michael Incognito, huh?
Incognito.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right.
How are you this evening, sir?
What's up, family?
What's going on?
Y'all doing all right? All right, I got.
Yeah, we
good. I'm an educated man, and when I came home, I got love from my family. That's it. The same sisters that was, you know,
okay.
As I'm saying, the same sisters that was about the D boys when Michael came home. Oh, good to see you. Peace. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't in the flyers gear.
Bye.
You know what I'm saying? So these same women, as we done got older, now they got baby fathers.
2-3 babies.
And now they like,
yep.
How you been?
Body out
like,
of shape.
Yeah, I mean, and I ain't even tripping on the body. But my thing is, it's the whole principle of the matter. I'm 36, no kids. You know what I'm saying? Educated, live on my own.
You are an endangered species, sir.
Now you want to talk to
me. You know, it's funny because I trip on something similar to that. You get them people. Have you ever had them people to be like, you know, I used to like you in school. Back in the day, I used to like you. I was just scared to say something.
Yeah.
If you don't get your dumb ass up out of my face, if you couldn't speak then, don't speak now. Continue to hold your peace. You and most things they be used to condemn and they just like jump back, damn it, I fight. You know what? When you was in your heyday, I couldn't get you to look my direction.
Right.
Now
and here's the thing
you know,
too. Everybody in the family that knows me knows I interracially date. But I love my sisters. But when it was time for me to get attention from my sisters, they looked the other way.
Thank you.
So when I talk to an Asian woman, when I talk to a white woman, they get to know me. Now, granted, some of them are foul too. It's foul in every race, but I
in
got more
race.
Love outside of my race than I did from my own race, and that's sad. But people don't see it the way I see it because they ain't lived my life. But it's like I would love to be with a black queen, but every time I go to approach that black queen, I get looked up and down, and I get passed up.
And that's shameful because if somebody, here's the thing, the rule of love, sir, is somebody for everybody. That's the rule.
Right.
However, they didn't say there was a color distinction. They didn't say there was a black man for every black woman. There is a white man for every, they didn't do this. And nowadays, statistically, for every 10 black women is, you know, one black man. So, your odds are actually in your favor. However, it may not be that's who, you know, you get along with her. That's who you like I said. It's somebody for everybody, but they didn't say there was a color distinction. They didn't even say there was a gender distinction. They just said
right.
there's somebody
too, it's like,
for everybody.
You know, it might be a situation where they're not attracted to me. I get it. But if it's a number of odds and the amount of times that I've been cast my line out, something's wrong.
You know, have you ever, and no shade, but a lot of times, have you ever wondered or asked yourself why? Because like you said, you're a good dude. And I'm not trying to question you. I had to look inside of myself at one point in my life. I was like, I know I ain't the best, baddest, whatever. I'm little, whatever. But I ain't that bad. How
right.
come?
Sometimes it might even be my approach. Because sometimes people say, aggressive enough.
Sometimes it may be aggression. Sometimes it may be, you know, just the way you carry yourself. Like some of us.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy, and I ain't ashamed to say it, because it was a wake-up call from me. One day a guy said, why don't you calm down? You too hard. I can't even be the man because you too hard. And I had to stop myself. Damn. I thought I'm a pretty bitch. I ain't no bitch, you know what I mean? But I'm a pretty somebody. How did I end up, he's telling me I'm too hard. I wanted to be this, and I was so worried about fitting in the world, I forgot how to fit into my relationship. I was a hustler, and I carried, and I, you know, this is my past, but I carried a pistol and everything, and it was a cute song. But my dude, like, I don't want to be with no chick running around with no guns. What the fuck are you doing? I don't even want to be around that house. You know, and I was like, wow. I thought all dudes like guns. I know all dudes like shit that are hard, that got a pistol, that's a ride or die. No, he wanted me to act like a lady. And I forgot how to be a lady. Because I had to be a man or play the man's role. I couldn't be the man. But I had to stand in a position of taking care of for both sides. And I forgot how to be a lady for a while. So I had to get, you know, step back, had to fall back and get myself in order so that I am approachable. So that when the situation does arise, that I am able to, you know, I'm able to talk to him without being, hey, yo, what's up, my nigga? You know what I mean? Hey, yo, bro, I ain't doing all of that.
You know, I think sometimes the hood issue is, I try not to, remember I said last week, I don't like to use the word fear. But change bothers some people. change affects people in ways because they feel like, oh, just because Tyrone and TJ went off to Texas A&M and Morehouse and got, you know, masters and this and masters and that doesn't mean when they come back they're going to be different. Yes, if we want to keep that thought process going, yeah, we want them to be different. When they left this hood, gangstified to a T, black or blue, red or white, whatever color they wore. But when they came back in suits and ties, being more respectful. They learned more things about themselves. They have a different perspective on life. When you leave the hood, you see life differently. And I say that because I am a part of the hood. But when I left it and I got to venture out, things were different. I didn't feel like, you know, I had to be as tough as I needed to be when you're at home. So, of course, we need to start welcoming our educated people, not just our black men, but everybody who's educated, welcome with them with open arms. If I could afford it, I would give every single person who graduated from college a party every day if I could, just to trump out the people who are welcoming home their cousin who just did a 7-year got 7 years, only did three, and then only served 1 year because they had good behavior, which I don't know what good behavior means in jail, but that's foolishness to me. But that's just my opinion. But I just need y'all to just, we need to start welcoming more, a little more often. That's all I feel.
I feel like, you know, I had one of my daughters, she met this guy, working class too, clean cut, you know, he had one of those little uniform jobs with his name on the corner and stuff. And she like, Mom, man, I can't even bump with him because he's boring. He don't want to do nothing but go to work, come home, and maybe watch a movie, and he got to go to bed because he got to go to work in the morning. We might go get something to eat, and then we going to bed because he boring. But then the next guy that she met, he didn't go to work. He didn't go to work. He had plenty of time to hang around. You know, I don't mind as a devil workshop, so he ain't know nothing good. Either on video games or he on some fake hustle, and they usually them guys, they got to move in the same day they meet you, ain't got no hustle. Believe that, lady. Let me check that in for you. If a man meets you and got to move in with you the day he meets you, if he needs your car the day he meets you, you know what? Throw that one back on me.
Nope.
Throw that one in. That ain't for you. He need a little more work. He not ready. He not ready. But she was geek with the guy who smoked weed, pop perk. Oh, he all the time fun. But you know what? He was a whole bunch of drama, had a whole bunch of extra little witch would be, little skanks around him and whatnot. And you chasing this nigga all night long, 3 o'clock in the morning, riding on the east side, riding on the west side, trying to find this dude. But old working class be right there in the bed. He ain't got to go nowhere.
At 30, he already in the bed.
Because he got to clock in at 5. He do 10-hour shifts.
But you mad at him because he... You
want to mad at him because he's boring.
He ain't got time, but he's working. But you want time. And this would be true. Remember, this is why I ask ladies when they come in. And I give a face. I don't care. If your men, if you ain't got no job, get your mercy self out that couch bed floor or even out that house and go find something to do with yourself. You trifling. And it's coming from a man, you trifling. If you play video games and you over 21 and you ain't even got no way to pay for nothing, if you can't even pay for your own game, and I know that it's true because I'm going to tell y'all, I work at a pawn shop. I see what I'm talking about is on a regular. I'm seeing dudes walk in, got their girlfriends buying them $5 games because you can't come out of pocket because your pajama pants look real breezy because you ain't got no ID because you're too lazy, can't afford it because you ain't got no job, bro. Get a job. Then you can afford all the game. I won't talk about you. You can afford it. Then these ladies won't have nothing to say about you because most times I hear ladies always complaining about they man on the game but won't get a job.
You gotta pay the cost. You gotta pay the cost to be the boss.
Who paying for the Wi-Fi?
If she paying the bills, if she paying for stuff, don't be mad if she tell you to get in there and wash the dish. Go on there and feed the kids, put them to bed. Or better yet, if she slip and say, shut the fuck up. Boop.
Yeah.
Never that. Wait a minute, bitch. wait a minute, you all up in your feelings. But, and maybe she shouldn't call you out your name, that's wrong.
No.
But, brother man, you, I know you got the lace panties on. I know you do, because you cannot say you the man and you're not the provider.
Nope.
You can't say that you're the man and any old thing going on in your house. It's a lot of bullshit that's going on in people's homes nowadays. Child abuse, drug usage, kids fucking it right in the crib. Parents thought, oh, it's a cool shit, it's all right. I know. My kids get drunk at home, at least I know they're getting drunk. What? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Have standards for your kids. And here's the thing. Start with yourself. Self-esteem is the theme of your motherfucking self in the words of Cat Williams. It's esteem of yourself. Can't nobody take that away from you, but can't nobody instill that in you but you. If you don't have standards, won't nobody have nothing for you. If you don't have respect for yourself or stand up for yourself, sometimes it's hard to stand up for yourself because there are different things that come along or you may be afraid of, concerned, or that may cause anxiety. But if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for any goddamn thing.
Maybe it doesn't work on me.
Don't expect the big piece of chicken if you ain't paying no bills. Man ain't paying no bills, don't get no place in my house.
Yeah, Tom.
If you ain't paying no bills, don't look for a place. And no, you can't steal little Junior's hot dogs when we all go to bed at night. When we go to bed, you got to go. This ain't your house. You can't stay tonight. Because you don't pay bills in here.
Hello.
Lady, stop selling yourself short. Damn it. Make these men get jobs. Get their own shit.
And you didn't say I'm going to get no job. I'll even say this much. I ain't even going to be funny. No shade behind it. Just like how women are, and I respect they have to. But see, a woman's smart. She ain't got to have no job. Long. She can have fun. See how easy it was? You ain't got to do this as long as you get that done. You know, it's not something, it's not a rule. He didn't say, I need my house clean. I need that done. I need that done. It's just showing appreciation.
I don't need
if you got somebody to provide for you, if you got somebody to pay for you. No, I mean, if you got some women out here who is okay with they man not working. And that's okay. So if we going to make it, and if I'm going to be on the, okay, your man ain't going to work, he need to be doing the same thing you would be doing if he was at work. He'd be wanting to come home now, he'd be clean.
Okay, not in 2018. Shit too goddamn hot. Okay, you don't want to work, you better have a goddamn disability check or a hustle. You better figure something out, because as a man, you still have to make some kind of provision. You can't expect me to provide everything. If you can't work for one reason or another, I don't know why your ass ain't working. Swear to God, I don't. I just don't. They got Walmart people hire, you know, handicapped, disabled. Everybody can get a job. If you can't get a job, you qualify for a check. That's if you can't work. And yes, that's true. There are ladies that be like, I don't want my man. It's cool if my man don't work. But ladies, those who believe in that, have standards for that nigga too. That's the rule.
Shower.
When I get home, first off, I'm not dressing their kid in the morning, and I wish I would go to a meeting or come home from school and my kids look like jump back, damn it, I will fuck your whole day up. My kids better be fresh to death in the morning. You know what? You gonna drive to school in the car that you need to work out. You're gonna drive the family van, and I'm gonna drive a good car because I got somewhere to go, and you got the key. That flip mode shit is real cute until the man really got to do all those positions. And some of you men that were willing to play that position, that's cool.
No, to you. Don't get mad.
Understand this. At the end of the day, the bill payer has a little more authority in the home. Understand that, male or female. And if the woman paying all the bills, every once in a while, she might get a little touchy. She might put you off in your feelings, telling you, one, how man gonna look because the woman gonna pay it. Baby, can I have the money? It's payday.
I was there.
A man is a provider. Amen and amen.
True.
Both of them. But see, this is the thing. You were there from the beginning. The man was providing. If you fall off, then the woman, if you ain't there, then you were his woman in the first goddamn place. Pick it up. That's your job. Support your man. But, man, don't get mad if your woman don't support you because you ain't submit supporting her or you. And if the woman fall off, then what? Man, you so used to not working, you going to what?
I can't have a non-worker. Whoever I end up with at the end of the day, I agree. Some people can do it, some people can't. I don't see myself having my partner telling me that they're going to stay home and have a house. I can do that myself. Because I'm going to make it my opinion, I definitely won't knock anybody who does do it because there are some celebrities who, you know, these moms out here, you see it on TV all the time where they have the women out there working. But I ain't going to knock them. If that's how y'all feel, you're going to make it shake. As long as they doing what they got to do because, hey, some women feel good knowing that their men are at home with the kids and want to be there and take care of home. So, you know.
I don't judge to each his own.
I'm glad you feel like your man is around.
It's all about my personal. It's all about my opinion. I feel like a man needs to be a man. In 2018, it's so many things going on. Man, be a man. So I'm going to keep going back to point one. Man, be a man. I often say we need role models. But your best role model, one of the best, should come out your very house. Should be your parents. They're not perfect by far. Only one perfect is Jesus. And some of y'all don't even believe in him. But your parents aren't perfect by far. But ladies, as well as you men, damn it, some of you men, stop chasing a fat ass. Stop chasing some big lips or big knockers or what, big titties or whatnot. It's more to it than a pretty face, a big button of smile. And you find out that this big button of smile don't clean your house, she nasty, she ain't no good mother. Now you all mad about Miss Stanky Stanky and Cockadoodle. That's your fault. They call me and all like to criticize women for getting in. You should have got that sorry ass nigga, but you stopped that sorry ass girl, too. It's a lot of y'all talking about, fuck my baby mama, I hate that bitch. Really? When? After you realized who she was, maybe you should have found out who she was before you start making babies. That's all of us. Me included. Find out who you having sex with before you start making babies. People meet each other 2 months later, they pray. You don't even know him. You don't even know her. Now you stuck with this retard that may be a detriment to your child. Take time to get to know your partner. After give them 6 months and find out, because that's when that Decepticon, it's only so long they can hold that mask up. That mask, even if they put super glue on it,
In this day and age, the people even have the attention span for a 6-month inquiry.
Well, the thing is the life you save may be your own. The wallet, the money, the child support, because if you would have not known that she was going, that the last three baby daddies she got, she took them to court too, when you messed up, you're going to be in a line with them.
And speaking on that, you say getting to know people. Yeah, I know who y'all dealing with. I hear Ms. Jackson. She giving y'all, for those innocent people who genuinely didn't know that they had a cuckoo box on their hands. You niggas and you females, y'all knew. You knew Leroy had three baby mamas.
And they crazy.
Two babies on the way. You don't want to tell nobody, because see, this is how ladies be playing it off smooth. That's cool. Y'all don't got to tell everybody your business. But then when you get Megan, won't be like, I done had to fight your baby mama because she done got smart. She done posted a picture with this one and that one. You knew that. So why stick with somebody that you knew was drama to begin with? And that's just, again, as she said, I'm just seeing it from the other side, because I know some people say, well, I didn't know. I didn't know.
What?
You knew that you had a cocoa.
You know why?
You picked him up from jail.
When I kill with cuckoo for cocoa pups, most of the time they digmatize the pussy, but that's probably what it is.
Y'all buying them.
Y'all, you know what I mean? You all turned up and turned out. Y'all, you can't let it go. And now, but slowly but surely, you find out that they are nuts. And now, baby mama over here carving up your car, busting your windows, coming up to your job, and you don't understand. So she was always that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now you sick of her.
Mm-hmm.
Or now she done fucked something up, but. So now that's when you decide that they really psycho. By then, yeah, they even more psycho than ever. Because if you whoop, they are too.
Mm-hmm.
So now you just got this problem forever.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Y'all know. Y'all stupid if y'all stick with it. I will say I'm single because I know I can't do no cuckoo for cocoa puffs. I'm cuckoo for cocoa puffs. I don't want none of me. So until I find something different, I'll just I hear cuckoo for cocoa puffs. But some of y'all ladies and men, y'all really should really work on stop lying to yourself. There. Stop lying and just say, yeah, I knew he was this way. Don't even tell nobody. If he blacked your eye and you knew he was hitting on women before he got with you and he blacked your eye, don't even come outside. Don't tell your homegirl. Don't tell nobody, because you knew he was going to black your eye. You knew he was going to be violent. He lied to you and told you he was going to be nonviolent. He lied. She lied to you and told you she was going to post a picture. Guess what? As soon as y'all got done having sex and you was quick, she posted all your business. Posted all of it. You knew this was about the chick you was dealing with. Y'all liked them quickly. So quit telling people, oh, I didn't know you knew.
They say the craziest ones got the best sex. I don't know if that's true or not.
Crazy.
But here's the thing. Well, maybe it's extraordinary love.
Right.
It's crazy got you doing crazy shit, and you need to have you some old missionary sex to go ahead on with life or whatever, because crazy got you fucked up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You might need to reevaluate your sexuality or what you got. You please yourself, shit, so that you ain't got to deal with crazy, please. But anywho, enough of the crazy people. All I got to say is, man, be a man. But at the end of the day, without just saying that, I want to say, lady, be lady. Stop running around here thugged out, looking harder than a man. Stop running around here with pistols. That's not a cute story, lady. Ride with your kids and pistols and all that up. That's not you. Ain't never been in will never.
Can y'all loosen y'all jeans up just for kids? I mean, you see the hair follicles on y'all jeans, on y'all legs. Oh. It gives off a bad persona sometimes when y'all clothes too tight. These people get to assume that you're doing it for a reason.
I can't care less if you get a yeast infection in your dang on clothes or not. Just have your hygiene together, ma'am. If you would walk around with 1 degree in your drawers, that's between you and your gynecologist. I just don't want to smell you, though. So keep it clean, keep it right, keep it tight, keep it away from me. But as far as clothes, I keep the hygiene together, like, I don't want to smell you. Act like a lady. Dress accordingly. You know what I mean? You don't have to be the loudest. You don't have to be the pettiest. You don't even have to be the prettiest. All you have to do is be a lady. Carry yourself in a way in which that you know, if your mom walked in the room, you wouldn't be ashamed. If your kids walked in the room, you wouldn't be ashamed. If your pastor walked in the room, you wouldn't be ashamed. If your boss walked in the room, you won't be ashamed. If your boss said your clothes too tight, your pastor, your mama, whoever, if you be ashamed to walk in front of them with it on, don't worry. Let your shame, let your conscience be your guide. And if you don't have the, I pray for you. That's all I can say. I pray for you. I don't know what to say. Seek help. But anyway, y'all, I done wore y'all out tonight with my grudges, my queries, and regular thoughts. So we're going to wrap this evening up. I'd like to thank everybody who tuned in this evening with us, hanging out, commenting. For all the callers that tuned in, those that actually spoke, those that commented on Facebook, those that checked us out right here on BLive.com. Facebook Live Talk, we love and appreciate you. Let me shout out once again the two engineers of the evening, Mike Trees and Juan.
Juanissimo.
Into my heart, my firstborn. Thanks for sitting on my left. Hold me down. Samir. Come here. Merlo. And it's the best time for me to do my thing. Matter of fact, you want to give me a shout out or anything? Focus on going.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. I've been seeing a little distracted. I had a retarded young day. Y'all don't judge me. Y'all did it down to this function. So let me tell y'all my quick problem. I had a bonfire, and anybody, all y'all on Facebook know, I'm down for a bonfire even in the rain.
Oh my God, in 1,000 degrees.
I don't care if hell on earth, I will be bonfire with.
Right, with the devil.
I'm being outside the bonfire. But I had a hot piece of fire, and I set it on my finger, and I got it kept poking at it, and it just busted some kind of thing, and I keep looking at it. But that can be being boy. That's a boy in me. Sorry, y'all. I'm like the son of Mother Nature.
That's true.
I love being outside. But I definitely want to give a shout out to everybody who tuned in both on Facebook Live or call in and listen. We appreciate everyone who gave a comment. I definitely want to give a shout out to some of the people that I noticed. Some of my friends actually was viewing our page. Tabby, I miss you, girl. I miss our Popeyes days. Charity Scott, so that's ATHS. Ramona, you know, you spring here all day. All of y'all, all my friends who had definitely checked us out, we appreciate it. I love, thank y'all for looking out. And showing love to not only to me, but my mom for her show. But she's on the way up. Like I said, all the way up. If y'all knew where she started from and where she is now, y'all be applauding this black woman behind me. But I also want to say, you know, I thank God for grandparents that installed such good morals in their children that passed it on, because our family was definitely a generation that will pass on some sayings in a heartbeat. One of our biggest sayings is always more than one way to skin a cat. But as a merited chance, if we say it all the time, that's the wisdom right here. She says to me every time, I'm on my gangster, it's more than one way to kill a cat.
It is.
But I love her, and I love all y'all. If ain't nobody else said it to y'all, I love y'all. I don't care if I know you or don't know you. I love you. Period.
First and foremost, shout out to the Lord above who makes all things possible in my life. To my mom and dad, I miss you guys a lot. To my family, dysfunctional, biological, I thank you for being here. All my listeners, those that support, those that comment, Thank you individually and collectively for being here with us. You could have been anywhere else, but you took time out to tune in and check us out, whether it's on Be Live, Blind Talk, Facebook, wherever you check us out at. We appreciate you and your time that you spent with us. We hope you do come back next week, same time, same channel. UULive.com, again, UULive.com, or at blogtalkradio.com/MissJackson, LLVP. So, until we meet again, stay blessed, stay prayed up, take care of one another. God bless you, and good night.